こちらは WMFO メッドフォード 91.5FM。
You're having trouble with your high school hair. He's giving you the blues. He wanna graduate but not his best. Here's what you got to do.Pick up the phone, I'm always home. Call me anytime. Just ring 362-436. Hey, highly life crime. Dirty deeds
done dirt cheap.
Dirty deeds
done dirt cheap.
Dirty deeds
done dirt cheap.
Dirty deeds and they're done dirt cheap. Dirty deeds and they're done dirt cheap. You got problems in your life of love. You got a broken heartShe double dealing with your best friend. That's when the teardrop start, bubba. Pick up the phone, I'm here alone. I'll make a social call. Come right in, forget about him. We'll have ourselves a ball. Nerdy Days.
Thunder Chief.
Nerdy Days.
Thunder Chief.
Nerdy Days.
Thunder Chief.
Nerdy Days and they're done dirt cheap. Nerdy Days and they're done dirt cheap. She ain't got the guts. She keeps nagging at you night and day. Enough to drive you nuts. Pick up the phone, leave her alone. It's time you made a stand. For her feet, happy to be your back to man. Dirty things,
done dirt cheap.
Dirty things,
done dirt cheap.
Dirty things,
done dirt cheap.
Dirty deeds and they're done dirt cheap. Dirty deeds and they're done dirt cheap. Cement shoes, rat eyes, P&T.
Done dirt cheap.
Neckties, contracts, high boats.
Done dirt cheap.
Dirty deeds.
Done dirt cheap.
Dirty deeds, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Done dirt cheap.
In fact, this is Crystal Palace. Sync NORAD has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
Tail gun is gone. No more. 1 plus 1 is 2. Eat ice cream too fast and you'll get a brain freeze. Always talk quietly in the library.
If you're gonna be 2 hours late, pick up the phone and call!
Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool and kids will do likewise. For advice, visit actagainstviolence.org. Brought to you by MetLife Foundation, National Association for the Education of Young Children, and the Ad Council.
You're tuned in to WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform. Non-commercial, community, and occasionally educational radio. This evening, I'm mixing you up a sound collage theme called Guns and Violins. Songs about weapons and bombs and war. And violins performing a lot of the music. They're also colloquially known as fiddles. We began that last set with a band that we featured 2 weeks ago in our Straight Outta Nashville Tears of the Gods sound collage. Slightly different formula from our Plastic Sushi sound collages. Yeah, Wrong Side of a Gun from their High as Hell album. And then it was Ciaran O'Mani and Dermot McLaughlin with just a wonderful instrumental piece called Long Hile Castle from The Rough Guide to Irish Music, second edition. And then a song from the James Bond series of movies. It was The Man with the Golden Gun as performed by Lulu. And then a very cool cover in bluegrass style of an AC/DC song, Hazy Dixie performing their version of Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap off of their wonderful album, A Hillbilly Tribute to AC/DC. And then from Iron Maiden, Tail Gunner from the Ed Hunter discs. And we finish things off with a public service message about anti-violence. So we're coming up to a key feature of this evening's sound collage. Several years ago, I attended a performance by a tough student chamber music ensemble over at the Adickman Arts Center. It's in this big room called Alumni Hall, which has different configurations, but when I was there, it had a whole bunch of living room-like furniture in the back. It's kind of older, yeah, a little threadbare, but they were very comfortable seats, a lot better, I think, than the fold-up chairs that they had. So I got there and I sat back in one of those. And I just can't say enough about what a wonderful place Alumni Hall is to see and hear live acoustic musicians. And the performance that I liked best on that occasion was the third movement from Beethoven's 15th Quartet, which was written by Beethoven in 1825, near the end of his life. And in fact, it was at a time after he had recovered from an illness that he thought was going to kill him. So he also titled this movement, The Holy Song of Thanksgiving by a Convalescent to the Divinity in the Lydian mode. I think there's some pretty outstanding violin playing going on here. And don't worry, I'm not going to muck up the experience by layering, by scattering different layers of audio clips from who knows where on top of it. And Well, it's a set. The song itself is just a little over 17 minutes long. And I've got what I think is a pretty effective segue into the song that follows. Again, it's nothing with the audio clips from who knows where, but it's just, I think, this movement, and, you know, if you get emotionally into this quartet, the string quartet by Beethoven, and let your emotions go that way, I think when we come to the segue, well, something's going to go happen. And I'm sending this one out to John Fish up in Beverly. Not the Beethoven, but the song that comes after it. So, yeah. Let's get going here with the Beethoven String Quartet, number 15, Opus 132. Holy Song of Thanksgiving by a convalescent to the divinity in the Lydian mode. Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, our theme is called Guns and Violins. And we've been mixing you up songs about guns, bombs, and war with music that features violins. And that last set I played for you had just two songs, but it did last more than 22 minutes. We heard Ludwig van Beethoven's String Quartet number 15, Opus 132. His holy song of thanksgiving by a convalescent to the divinity in the Lydian mode, composed after he had recovered from an illness he thought was going to kill him in 1825. And then we followed that with my favorite AC/DC song. I think I'd say that. Shoot the Thrill off of the Perfect Back in Black album. And what I really love about that song is the guitar interplay between Angus and Malcolm that they play in a large sections of the song, different guitar riffs. And I really like that, as opposed to some other bands where the two guitar players will just kind of be doing the same thing, one on one side, one on the other. Nah, I like this weaving guitars. That's what Keith Richard calls it. The guitar parts playing differently, and yeah. So, backing me up right now is Aidan Coffey and Seamus Craig with their medley, Huey Travers and the Cat in the Corner. This week, I started my garden for this year. I got, every year my father, as a birthday gift, lets me order a bunch of seeds and other things from this Young Seed Company in Wisconsin. And I got the onion bulbs last week, and they pretty much need to go into the ground quickly enough so that they don't dry out. So there was a whole big thing I did last weekend with tearing up the ground, putting in some cow manure, and planting, actually, it was probably a little over 400 onions, red and yellow onions. I really like the red ones the best. And then it was time to plant some seeds this week before the warm rains came. And I've got a whole bunch of radishes. Three different kinds of radishes to start. I picked, I've actually got, I think, six different kinds of radishes that I'm going to be growing, but I picked the three that were the quickest. And so in between those radishes and the onions, I have pretty good confidence that I'll be eating onions before the end of April. And if this year turns out to be like last year, it's going to be 8 months of the year that I'm eating vegetables out of my garden and the back of my Somerville 1/10 of an acre estate. Half of my land is probably devoted to the garden there. And if you enjoy eating fresh food, you know, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed. But perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can also buy tomatoes and other plants that are already potted in containers. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual, or up to 12 plants per household. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence. It's free of pesticides or other chemicals. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community, and sometimes educational radio. Yeah, I think that's a pretty good point about having complete confidence that what you consume is free of pesticides or any other chemicals that you don't want going into your bodies. If you grow it yourself, you can be sure. Okay, with that said, we've got one last set to take you through the 10 o'clock hour when Andres is going to come on with his late night delights. So let's get going with, we'll hear another selection from that Rough Guide to Irish Music second edition. And a U2 cool cover of a Beatles song. But first, from the Blues Brothers, here's the Peter Gunn theme. Yeah, being a little punny here.
We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. Yeah, that's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's been a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows and U.S. presidents and who knows where. Our theme this evening has been Guns and Violins. And in that last